Hello, everybody, and welcome to a Sports Talk Chicago special. I'm John Zaglul, owner and operator of Sports Talk Chicago, and today we're going to have a podcast exclusively on the Blackhawks Stanley Cup victory that occurred last night over the Tampa Bay Lightning. Before we get to that and a bunch of news and reactions, I want to first have a few announcements here real quick. Make sure to follow us on Twitter at ChiTalkSports, ChiTalkSports. Have about 300 followers and would love to get some more. Also, make sure to hit me up personally on Instagram, Google+, Twitter, and LinkedIn. So, after all those announcements, let's get to the real big news. Again, the Chicago Blackhawks winning the 2015 Stanley Cup. This is their third cup in 6 years, 2010, 2013, and 2015. So such a big deal for this city of Chicago and for every Hawks fan on the face of the earth at this point. It was such an exciting game last night, and I'll tell you what, these past playoffs that the Blackhawks have been one of the most maybe nail-biting and exciting ones at the same time. I mean, we saw them have to get through a lot. They ended up winning in 7 over the Ducks to even get into the Stanley Cup. And now they won this in 6 games over the Lightning. So again, a lot of daunting tasks. We're going to analyze all that in a minute. But first, here's a little something regarding the historical significance of that game last night. So for the first time in 77 years, the Hawks won the Stanley Cup on home ice. And keep in mind, when you think about this, 2010, 2013, and so many of the years before, I mean, they've never even won in front of their home crowd. The crowds had to wait for them to come back to have that parade. Well, last night it just went chaotic, considering that they won in front of their home crowd for the first time since 1938. So again, they won 2-0 last night over the Tampa Bay Lightning. And also, Duncan Keith and Patrick Kane scored goals. And I remember Keith's. It was so amazing. And remember, Keith, in general, ended up winning the Conn Smythe Award, which is like the NHL's most valuable player, the MVP of the Stanley Cup Final. So I wanted to give him some kudos right there. That was an honor for him. And truly, I was talking to a couple people last night. I was at a Hawks party. And you know what? Keith is considered, you know, an underrated player. I mean, he could play defense really well, and he could shoot and score very well as well. So, I mean, just in general, what a great player, and a good guy and the right guy to win that award. Next, we had Corey Crawford, too. He had 23 saves, gave up no goals. He was 23 for 23 in the goalie's net last night. So another big game for him. And I mean, I don't know if you remember, but we talk about early in the playoffs and even the latter part of the year down the stretch, Crawford was failing, and Scott Darling stepped in and did an awesome job. But you know what? Crawford ended up getting his head together and really had, you know, just some stellar games from the ending of the Anaheim Ducks series to this entire series in general versus the Lightning. He really just played his heart out. And now I do want to mention some playoff statistics between all the Blackhawks players here. Now, this is only team statistics, but I still want to mention it to you guys. So for goals, Patrick Kane led with 11, and Taves right behind him with 10. For assists, Duncan Keith, another underrated player we've been talking about, he had led the team with 18 assists. Marian Hossa second with 13. Point leaders, Patrick Kane 23, Taves 21. Plus or minus leaders, Duncan Keith again on top with 16, and he was 9 above Patrick Kane and Taves, who were both tied for 7. In the goalies net, Scott Darling did have a better goals against average than Crawford, but only by a tenth of a decimal, too, as well. So, in general, I mean, these guys played their heart out, and everybody, in general, had a role to play for the Hawks. And as I just said by these stats, you know, there are different guys on these stat sheets every time I read them off. And that shows you that it was a team effort, and they really, again, they deserve this, you know. They play as a team, the Hawks, which is different from, I mean, okay, let's put it this way. We look at the Tampa Bay Lightning. Who's really their only superstar? I mean, Steven Stamkos. The Hawks, technically, I mean, everybody on that team is capable of doing something, you know, productive and beneficial to the team. And all three lines that they put out there can beat any team that they want in the NHL. And that was obviously seen here in the 2015 playoffs once again, and from 2013 and 2010. So the Hawks in general, just another big win last night. And again, this also goes back to now, this is really Chicago's only second dynasty in all of sports history. I mean, obviously the Chicago Bulls were first back in the 1990s, but now we can say we have another dynasty, and it's not just the Bulls, you know, who we place all of our pride on. I mean, the Hawks right now today are still doing well, and they're still winning. And keep in mind, in the years that they did not, you know, win Stanley Cups, I mean, they were still in the playoffs, and they made it to the conference finals in every single one of those years in general. So, I mean, the Hawks have always been a competitive team, and I'm happy again that they just ended up pulling this one out. And I was actually listening to 670 The Score the other day, and they were talking about the Hawks and their championship run for this year and how it can kind of defer from the years in 2010 and 2013. And one thing that stood out to me, which is one thing that they mentioned, is that, you know what? Every year, the Hawks seem to really blow by their competition. I mean, 2010, 2013, they swept right through the playoffs. This year, it took a little more work for them. I mean, you see, the Western Conference final games went 7. The Wild were a tough task for them as well, but they did defeat them in 6 games, I believe. But in general, this wasn't as easy for them as everyone anticipated, and it wasn't as easy as in the years past. But you know what? They always found a way to end up prevailing and end up winning the entire Stanley Cup. And they also mentioned that, I mean, there was one hard game every year for the Hawks. In 2010, 2013, there was this one game that if they overcame, or this one team that if they overcame, you know, they'd be, you know, they'd get a clear path to the Cup. And I think this year, as we can all assume, it was the Ducks this year. The Ducks really put up a good fight with the Hawks. And, you know, I mean, the Hawks were trying, I'm sure they were trying their best, but in the end, you know, it came down to a game 7 to where if the Hawks didn't win, they would have, you know, been eliminated. So that was a very, that was a turning point for them. When they won that game, I think the whole city knew, you know, the Hawks are going to be able to do this. If they could beat the Anaheim Ducks, who were really good again this year, and that's another team who's been putting up some great numbers but just hasn't been winning the Stanley Cups, in general though, but when we get back to the topic at hand here, you know, the Hawks beat the Ducks, and, you know, my feelings in general when the Hawks make it to the Stanley Cup is like, you know what, after beating the Ducks in a 7-game just grind-out series, I have a good feeling that the Hawks will be able to steamroll the Tampa Bay Lightning. Now, they didn't steamroll them, but in general, a 6-game solid series for the Blackhawks, it was surely deserved. They worked for it all year, and that's the really good thing about this victory. And after this quick promo, we'll take to Twitter and see what people's reactions were last night after the Hawks won the Stanley Cup.
Hey guys, it's Zach from Rage Invaders, and we are a brand new YouTube channel that uploads gaming videos every other day. Make sure to check us out by looking us up in the search bar.
And also sponsored by Hitters World Sports Academy, a multi-batting cage facility in New Lenox, Illinois that offers pitching and hitting lessons. Come on out to become an elite baseball player today. Call 815-722-0502, Hitters World in New Lenox, sponsors this podcast. And now we're back on the show, and we're going to talk about tweets, as I said before, and some reactions on Twitter to the Blackhawks Stanley Cup win. Now, the President Obama, the President of the United States, says, "Congrats to my hometown Blackhawks on 3 titles in 6 years. We'll see you and the Cup at the White House." Nikola Mirotic of the Bulls tweeted, "Congrats to our friends, the Chicago Blackhawks, on being the hashtag Stanley Cup champs. Hashtag one city." And at Jake D. Osborne tweeted out, "Ordered my Stanley Cup champ shirt already." And yes, I'm on the same boat with you, Jake. So again, in general, these are just some tweets that summed up the feelings of most of the Hawks fans who supported their victory. Obviously, I did, and everyone else did as well. And if you have any comments or any questions or anything regarding this podcast or the Hawks in general, feel free to just comment on this podcast or hit me up on an email, info@sportstalkchicago.com. That has been the Twitter's part of this broadcast. And finally, one other thing. Simply, I'd like to say on behalf of Sports Talk Chicago, congratulations to your 2015 Chicago Blackhawks on winning the Stanley Cup Final. And I'd like to leave you listeners with some audio from last night's Stanley Cup Finals. The clock winded down, and the Hawks were crowned champions. Thank you guys for listening, and without further ado, here it is.